Welcome to Daf Yomi Yushal Mishir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding at Shkolim Daf Lamed Gimel in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting three lines to the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the previous Daf brought the Shita of Reb Shimon that if someone was Magdish in a cave of a female to Oilo, it's not Kaddish, because it's not right to be a Korban. So the Gemara B'Yichon, Reb Shimon, Reb Yeshua, Shneim Hamru Dover Echot. Reb Shimon that we just mentioned, Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah. I'm sure in our Mishnah it says that if a person was magdish as nechosim, and within the nechosim there are females and male. The males become korban oilo. The females you have to sell, and with the money you buy korban oilo. So it doesn't have a kedusha, you have to sell it. Shneim omru dover echad, they both agree to the same thing. K'moy de b'shua ma nekev eloi leloi kotsho, ela hegdish damim. I mean, we're going to understand that by b'shua, when the kedusha you have on a female is only kedusha b'etek abayis, it doesn't have a kedusha saguf. Can Reb Shimon Omar in the cave of Loyal Kotcha Elegdish Domim? Reb Shimon is the same thing. It doesn't have Dush as goof. Only belongs to Hegdish. And the more continues. Even though it sounds like you want to say Reb Shimon is like Reb Yeshua, we're really saying Reb Yeshua is like Reb Shimon. And that's the next line of the Gemara. In Tema, Reb Yeshua holds Kotcha Hegdish a goof. Maybe you'll tell me Reb Yeshua holds it is a Dush as a goof. So if so, Yiru, why does he say you just sell that a cave voice? If a person was Magdish Nechasov, should wait for it to get a blemish and then you sell it, like you do usually with korbanos, with animals that have Gdushas Aguf. Today's the Gemara. We mentioned before that Shimon holds that if someone was Magdish, a female, for Pesach, doesn't have Gdusha. On my Rebbe, ain't any Uriah's TV Rebbe Shimon Pesach? Shema Hegdesh Pesach Ba Shlomim. We do now, the Korban Pesach, if you didn't bring an heir Pesach, it becomes Shlomim. So Shlomim could be a female. So he merely says, Rebbe, I disagree with Reb Shimon. He says that if a person took a female and made it into Korban Pesach, doesn't have Kedusha. And I say, because it does have association with a kashrus of a female, because if it's not coming to Pesach, it would be Shlomim, which could be coming from a Nekeva. So therefore it has Kedusha. So the more Veloy Erev, meaning why doesn't Rebbe say that he does not agree with Reb Shimon? Veloy Erev, Reb Shimon, he should not agree with Reb Shimon, Be'oshom, Shemehegdish Oshom Ba'oilo. He should disagree with him also regarding Asham. Because by Asham, if the Asham doesn't come, let's say a person had two korbanos for Asham, and one of them he did not use, so the one he doesn't use becomes an oilo. And by oilo, we do find a female if it's a bird, as Reb Shimon holds, as we mentioned in the previous daf. So why Rebbe is arguing only on Pesach, that you do find some concept of a female, and doesn't argue in Asham where you do find a concept of a female? So the more the difference is Bashut. When Pesach turns to be Shlomim, the animal that was Pesach becomes Shlomim. But Asham turns to be Oilo, you don't bring the actual Asham to Oilo. You wait for it to graze, it gets a mum, and then you sell it after it has a blemish, and with the money you buy Oilo. So Rabbi argues on Reb Shimon regarding Pesach, because there the actual animal can become Shlomim, which is a female. But now by Hashem, the actual animal is not going to be Oilo, even though you do find Oilo, which is a female. So the Gemara of Megillah on the base, my kedoin, meaning what is that a comment Reb Shimon arguing about? Reb Shimon holds if you cannot use it for its main purpose, so it has Dush as a domim, just it's owned by Hegdish, but it doesn't have Dush as a goof, it doesn't have Dush as a korban. And Tarakam holds it does have Dush as a goof. Continues the Gemara Reb Shua. Reb Shua said that the animals which are scharim, which are males, they will be korban oilo. Says the Gemara Reb Zoyi Reb Shua Reb Shimon Melokish Tami Reb Shua. What's the reason Reb Shua? What's the mocker? The pasuk says Daber El Aaron Vil Bono Vil Korban Yisrael. V'amar Tol Him Ish Yishu Beis Yisrael. And the pasuk says that Sheikriu La Hashem Le Oilo Hakol Korv Le Oilo. I mean, when a person is magdish things to hegdish, it becomes an oilo. Now the next pasuk says Litzorinchem Tomim Zachor. Has to be without a blemish, has to be a male. I mean, I feel in the cave, I didn't know that even female, you have to use it for oilo. I mean, you have to sell it, buy with it oilo. Tomud loimar babokar. The rabbi said a cave. That's the extra word babokar to tell you that even females are kodesh with a kedusha for oilo. Hitzur bablozo shoal. Yes, ktiv, zochor, vatomar babokar. The rabbi said a cave voice. It says zochor. You say the extra word teaches you even a female. But the Kavasok Siv Tomim, it says Tomim without a blemish. So he should tell you also that Babokar comes to add Bali Mumin, one with a blemish. Now, according to Reb Chaim's Girso, we do not read the next brackets. That's not here in our Girso. And the Gemara is answering the question. My benign, what's the difference? Why the word balakar comes to add a female, but it's not coming to add one with a blemish, a bali mumin? Says the Gemara in the Flamadal and Udalev, Rav Omar Shifto de Karkado Bineon. Shifto de Karkado is a type of a very, very thick needle that separates the different threads that a person uses to weave. Meaning, Shifto de Karkado makes a separation. And what Rav says, the difference is clear, like Shifto de Karkado that separates between the threads. So here, the difference is very clear. And the answer is Pashut. Nekevus, females, are roi to carbon. We do find carbonus coming from a female. But we never find a carbon coming with a blemish. So the Torah says, Baboker, to add something, we're adding female, but we're not adding Bali Mumin. With this, we conclude, Yusha Mishkolim, Daf Lamed Gimel.